in the very early portion of the session.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Elgin.
With all due respect, point of order.
Point.
What's your point?
Is it my understanding that committees can't take action on bills in the interim?
We're going to take up the CS.
Because you said you wanted to move the CS?
No, we're not moving the CS. No. That's
okay.
Precisely what I'm trying to explain here. We're only going to adopt the CS and hold it over for further testimony and additional hearings during the session.
Well, on that point, I don't think we can adopt the CS, can we? That's taking official action. We can hear it or discuss it, but can we adopt it?
We have a quorum. We're not moving a bill.
We're not in session.
We're not moving a bill.
We're not moving a bill, so we can. We'll go ahead and, matter of fact, the chair will entertain a motion for adoption of the CS before us.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, excuse me. Representative Davis.
Yeah,
I'll. Amendment?
No, I was just going to move to adopt the CS for 325. That includes. Does that include the amendment?
No.
Joe, that doesn't include the amendment. I was going to move CF 325, the 122/K, with the proposed amendment.
Very good. Are there any objections? Hearing none, and we will. CS is adopted, pending to our review of the rules, Senator Representative Hogan, to satisfy that. And is there any other business that comes before us today at this meeting?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Representative David.
I was going to ask Representative Green if the administration has been provided a copy and they weren't invited here today, or weren't they aware of the meeting, or were they invited? Do you know where they stand on it?
I didn't invite them. This is my meeting, but I know they're aware of it because we heard testimony of the fact that I guess we didn't hear testimony. The governor is aware of the bill and is in favor of it, to my knowledge.
Okay.
You're off the long range plan anyway.
I might make a comment on that.
The finish up, if I might, Mr. Chairman, the dialogue, as I understand it, goes something to the effect that he likes the bill, the government likes the bill, but doesn't want to get out of their own gas policy. And if that becomes a recommendation for them, then he's in favor of it. If he doesn't, I think he's still in favor of it.
If I might, a couple points of observation here and of interest to the committee. Number one, the administration and Commissioner Boyd they were invited to be here today, but there was an oil and gas sale today. That's why they're not here. That's still the reason we're holding it over. There was a sale this morning of the reissuance of a number of leases on Cook Inlet, and the state made $987,000 if they're all accepted. But there was about some 25 bids or tracks bid on out of approximately 100. And only one track generated major interest to the tune of $390-some-thousand. The balance of the bids were relatively small in the $4 to $8 an acre range. But the interesting thing of note is, and only two tracks had competing bids, but six different companies won bids in the sale. They included ARCO, Marathon, which committed the major amount of the monies, Unical, and a number of tracks were taken by Union Texas Company, and also one track by Stewart Petroleum. And a newcomer to Alaska, Aurora Gas, won one track in the bidding today. So in our view at this committee and looking at independence and so forth and trying to generate an open area, this was a real positive sign today, I think. And that's why Commissioner Boyd is not here today for the hearing, but he will be at our next hearing. Additionally, the chairman would like to make an announcement that we will be on December 18th having a work session, not a formal hearing, but a work session in the AM about the bonding requirements, and removal of other impediments and obstacles to small independent oil and gas producers in the state. And in the afternoon, we'll be having a work session on two pieces of legislation, one of which is the area-wide best interest finding legislation, the other, the area-wide leasing legislation that will be coming forward. That'll be on the 18th of December. I hope, Tommy, you might be able to make it down here.
I don't know. We're passing that day. We're moving out.
Oh, you are? Okay.
So, you know, if I can, I can.
They are work sessions. It's just generally... that goes for you, Bill. If you need to do some Christmas shopping in Anchorage, we invite you to come up. And Scott, too. So, at this time... I just would say the next public hearing on the House Bill 225 will be in the early portion of January, and the committee hereby stands adjourned at about 10 to 4 this day. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Thank you, guys.